Fishing closures are now underway at Flaming Gorge Reservoir. What you need to know next. On the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish is dedicated to ensuring the sustainability of our diverse aquatic ecosystems. And to that end, annual fishing closures are in place to protect spawning kokanee salmon and other species at Flaming Gorge Reservoir and the Green River below Fontenelle Dam. As of September 10th through November 30th, all kokanee shall be released into the water immediately. This closure aims to protect shoreline kokanee spawning at Flaming Gorge. Shoreline spawning kokanee are crucial for maintaining and recovering the kokanee population at Flaming Gorge Reservoir. Research indicates these spawning fish constitute a significant portion of the kokanee population, ranging from 50 to 80% depending on the year. Natural recruitment, maintaining stocking rates, and reducing predation are essential for improving the kokanee fishery. John Walrath is the Game and Fish Fishery Supervisor in the Green River region. He says while it's not illegal to fish Flaming Gorge for kokanee during the fall, anglers are required to release them immediately. He says kokanee put all their energy into spawning and die soon after. Angling for kokanee during this time period, he says, can cause premature mortality, denying those fish the opportunity to reproduce and contribute to the next generation of fish. Beginning the second Saturday in December, Linwood Bay is closed to nighttime angling. This regulation, mandated by the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, is in place to protect spawning trophy lake trout, prevent illegal snagging, and encourage boater safety. As of October 1st through the end of the year, the Green River from Fontenelle Dam downstream, approximately 1 mile to the U.S. Geological Gauge Station at the Weeping Rocks Campground, is closed to fishing. Anglers are encouraged to target other species this fall, like lake trout, which allows kokanee to spawn without added stressors. Smaller lake trout, less than 23 inches long, start staging for spawning and they can be found now in 40 to 70 feet of water near spawning areas. In October, they move to their spawning areas, which can be in shallow water from 5 to 35 feet. Last year, many spawned on gravel around 50 feet. These smaller lake trout typically range from 16 to 23 inches long in size and can be 7 to 20 years old. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.